Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
Welcome along to episode 2 of season 6 of the MLS UK show. I'm Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt.
There's been a lot to cover in the last couple of weeks. We did a stoppage time episode just the other day, and I think people were maybe listening to stoppage time for the first time and saying, podcast wasn't very long, and you didn't talk about Montreal, and you didn't mention New England Revolution, and what about Cincinnati? Stoppage time is just a little treat. This is it. This is where we'll get stuck in.
Yeah, we've actually had our biggest figures in terms of a 2-week period that we've ever had for the first main episode, the season preview, and the stoppage time on where we spoke about Apple TV and the playoff system. So thanks very much. Welcome to any new listeners or viewers. Poppy put the down to the impressive stoppage time stats to people thinking that she'd be on again. I said no, it's because we were talking about Apple TV.
Yeah,
she will now be back next year.
So she posted on, like, we posted a graphic on our Instagram, which basically broke down what was in the podcast, like the running order of the podcast. She reposted it on her story and just put "don't care" over every single item other than the kit review. So it was like season preview, don't care. Elliot's had a child. Elliot's got a baby. I'm like, don't care. Bobby's kit review. Yes.
Yeah. She was very proud with that one.
That's how everyone feels. Like, she's echoing everyone's sentiment.
Do you know when your partner thinks they've been funny and they're waiting for you to acknowledge it?
Yeah.
And she was sat there on her phone. She went, "Have you been on Instagram lately?" I was like, "No." "Oh, I think you should go on Instagram. I put something on my story." And then I saw it. I thought, "Oh, okay, that is quite funny."
What was the text that she posted? What was that from? You know, that there was like a review of the show almost. Where was that?
I don't know. I don't know where she just finds it. I'm sure she Googles her own name.
Because it said it was like all the podcasts to listen to ahead of the new season. And ours basically just said, Poppy does a kit review. And she posted that as well. And I was like, there's more to the podcast than that.
I think it was a Philadelphia-based a Philadelphia fan who was like, "Here's the best podcast to listen to before the season." And yeah, she found it and then went, "It's just mentioned me, so I'm the main thing." So yeah, she will be back next year. So any Poppy fans, which apparently there's now loads, I can't find it. It's on if you go far enough on our MLS UK show Twitter, I think we retweeted it. But if any Poppy fans, unfortunately, she now won't be back till next year. But hey, it's just us two, me and Elliot, and we're back for episode 2 of the new series. I think episode 1, 2, 4 in total. We spoke about Apple TV last week on Stoppage Time, so check that out if you want to hear our review of it.
Sorry to interrupt. I've found a list of the 30 best MLS podcasts on FeedSpot, whatever that is.
Nice.
Number 1 is the official MLS podcast.
Extra Time, yeah.
Number 2, Soccer Today.
Okay.
Number 3, The Total Soccer Show.
Yeah.
Number 4, Beautiful Game. Number five, MLS Aces.
Okay.
This could be embarrassing. Number six, MLS UK show.
Does it mention Poppy?
No.
No, it doesn't. I did notice, we will talk about MLS in a minute, but I get emailed like the charts, the podcast charts, and we were, I think we were 33 or 32 in the Great Britain football ones.
I like it when we're like number one in Egypt. That made my day when we were number one in
Egypt.
We
were one above Jamie Carragher's podcast, so... That was nice.
That says it all.
So, yeah, once again, thank you for everyone who's been listening.
Sorry, I interrupted.
We were talking about Apple TV. It's the second weekend of it. It's the first weekend where it's not been free to watch the matches. It's still going good, isn't it? It's a few teething issues, but on the whole, still very positive.
We had friends staying with us this weekend, and we were like having a few drinks, and like their kids had gone to bed, and we were playing a few games, and I was like, just going to... put Apple TV on. They were like, oh, what's on, like, have you got, are you watching a series? It's kind of a series. It's called LAFC playing their first game of the season against Portland Timbers. You're going to love it. But they were actually really impressed with it. And I thought that was interesting because this is like, you know, the guy Shane, he's like really into football and watches loads of sport, but had no idea about MLS and that it was on Apple TV. And we watched that and it was good.
Yeah. We'll talk more about what happened this weekend in MLS very soon. But first, as we kick off every episode of the MLS UK show, every main episode, for those who are getting confused with stoppage time, it's time for the newly named Anton Walk's game with a changing name.
Yes, lots of people love the fact that we dedicated this game to Anton. And of course, we want something that will... make sure that his legacy lives on. I'm sure there's probably bigger things in his career than the fact that he once appeared in this game.
definitely. Quite a few things.
However, it is a game where I read you the career path of a player who's played in the UK and in MLS. Now, this is someone I can't believe we've never done.
There's not many.
No, I'm fast running out. Please send me your suggestions. Okay, so... this particular player was born in West Sussex, and their career in the UK went as far as the likes of Staines Town, King's Lynn.
That's near you, King's Lynn.
King's Lynn is near me.
Yeah.
I've also omitted one. They then moved to the USA.
Right.
They've played over 100 times for SKC. They've played for... Toronto FC, and they've played for Atlanta United.
I'm very confident I know who this is because I think you've admitted another MLS team. Is that right?
I have.
Yeah. If you know, get in touch at MLS UK Show. You can comment on the video if you're watching on YouTube, at MLS UK Show, Twitter, Instagram, and let us know where you're up to in the podcast. When you figure out who it is, we will reveal all at the end of the episode.
22 appearances for Atlanta, 4 goals.
Hey,
huge.
But each one of those...
they are a striker. Don't be fooled.
Each one of those was a grand moment.
It's not a goalkeeper.
Right, we're going to talk about what happened this past weekend in MLS after a word from our sponsors.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
And when you say a word from our sponsors, you actually mean me and you. But we want to tell you about our very good friends and partners, Soccer 90. Their store in Dallas, Texas is shipping worldwide some incredible MLS jerseys available this year. We know that because Poppy's told us that they're very, very good this year. But you can get your hands on way more than just MLS. They've got you covered across the whole of the world. Some really, really top European teams available as well. Soccer90.com. Go and check it out.
Yes, there's loads of stuff on there. There's also Premier League stuff. If you want something, if you're into embarrassing yourself, they're selling the Manchester United home shirt after this weekend. But whatever you want, whether it be Manchester United or any other European team, international teams, or like Elliot said, the brand new MLS jerseys, if you get at the checkout, type in MLS UK, you get 20% off. So it's well worth it. Thank you once again to our partners at soccer90.com.
The MLS UK Show.
So let's have a look what happened this weekend in MLS. And brand new to the MLS UK show this year is we're not going to go in depth about every game. We are going to be going in depth about a few games, but we're going to be changing it about every couple of weeks, and we'll be talking about different teams. Mm. Now, this week, we have got to talk about the incredible start from St. Louis City. Another win, their first home match, 3-1 against Charlotte. This follows the 3-2 win at Austin. I didn't watch this live, unfortunately. It was on too late in the night, but I just saw the highlights. I saw the majority of the game. What an atmosphere. And you know what I liked as well? It was very English sort of feel to it, because everyone was stood up.
Yeah. The atmosphere looked incredible. I know Taylor Twellman's been banging the drum literally for St. Louis City. But yeah, there's just everything that you want a home opener to have in a brand new stadium for a brand new team in MLS. And not only had they already won away at Austin in the first week, 3-1 win over Charlotte. Klaus looks a player.
I was just about to say that. He looks a
Timu Pukki vibes for me.
Yeah, well, Taylor Twellman said in the commentary when he scored that he kind of looks a bit awkward. And that's kind of the word I was looking for him. And you know what? Awkwardness, I can imagine, is so difficult to defend against.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a slick striker or a pacey striker, you can work it out. With him, I don't think you can work him out. He's got 2 goals in 2 games.
Yeah. Do you know who... So I've said Pukki for like a UK comparison.
He plays for Norwich, by the way.
He doesn't really look like a striker. But I would also draw a comparison with Nuhu.
Yeah.
Just kind of looks so awkward, but somehow gets the job done.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased for him. Fantastic start, top of the league.
Yeah.
6 points. Flying, absolutely flying, and no one saw it coming, including me.
So coming up, they've got some tough games, but they've also got games that they can really they can pick up more points from.
Yeah.
You know, they've got Portland away, which will be difficult, but then San Jose at home, RSL and Minnesota. So we'll see how much this goes on. St. Louis, I've got to admit, I don't see them ending a joint top of the conference, I've got to admit, but I think it's been a very positive start. Lewin as well, who got the penalty, they're looking up front, they're looking really good. They've had a bit of luck, it's safe to say, with a few of the goals, but you've got to take them, and Klaus's finishes have been class.
Class from Klaus. I just feel that over the course of time, I know that, you know, they're not going to play CCL, for example, so they don't need a huge depth, but I do feel that there isn't a lot of experience, and that maybe come the summer could be something that they're able to fix by bringing in some new players. I don't know what their roster gaps look like, but I also just think by that point they're probably going to have suffered a bit with the congestion, playing back-to-back games on the road, for example. But they have got that advantage in having their stadium ready. So many times we see teams have a stadium, but it's not going to be until August, and they just play a load of away games. Even Portland did it when they had the work done in their Providence Park Stadium. So they have at least got that home advantage from day one, and they made it count, 1-1 at home.
Yes, and hopefully the fans can stick with them. I'm sure they will. It looked like they were all dressed in the sort of purpley red that they play in, that Poppy doesn't like, but we do. It looked brilliant, and I can't wait to actually watch a game, you know, when it's on a bit earlier, or whether I've got time to stay up later. But yeah, the highlights were they looked brilliant. I tell you what though, just a note on Charlotte. I know they've lost the first two, but Capetti's goal, he looks like he could be a right player.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree. It's very easy to start to try and draw comparisons and start looking at who's doing well, who's already looking successful. But two games played, some teams are only played once. You don't want to get too ahead of yourself, I think, at this point. You know, someone like Montreal will also be extremely disappointed. But I think, there's a long way to go. Vancouver have lost 2-1 twice. There's a long way to go. And I think at this point, it's a lot more about performance.
Yeah. Capetti, I noticed he said it was following up his wife gave birth to his first child. So he scores in MLS. When Bryony gives birth to yours, Elliot, you've got a lot to live up to.
Well, I noticed that Facundo Torres did the baby celebration just days after we announced that Bryony was pregnant on the podcast. I could only presume that was for us.
Maybe. Charlotte have got Atlanta and Orlando next two games, so no doubt they'll pick up 6 points there.
Agreed.
Right, LAFC v Portland. That kicked off the weekend. LAFC's first match of the season after their game against LA Galaxy was postponed last week. Gareth Bale was there. They got the championship rings. They had the trophy there. It looked brilliant before the game. And then at halftime, 2-0 up. Couldn't ask for anything more. LAFC were back.
LAFC are back. Even Chiellini's getting in on the action.
Yeah, who'd have thought he'd score the first goal of a season?
I know. Look, it was, you know, obviously Vela with the penalty. It was never in doubt. I really enjoyed this game. Obviously, first one of the weekend that we got to watch. Interesting dynamic, though, because Portland, I thought, looked good in their home opener. At Providence Park. I really enjoyed the Portland game last week, and they were playing really bizarre possession football, really dangerous across the back line, and I just thought if they can get that hooked up a little bit further up the field, like they're going to be really impressive to watch. They got two goals away at BMO, as we now have to call it, but LAFC are just too good.
Yeah, they'll be disappointed to have conceded a two at the end. I think 3-0. But that's always dangerous because they were coasting. You know, yeah. They were playing very well. Evander got his first goal in MLS for Portland.
What a player, by the way.
Yeah.
What a player.
That's a positive. Him and Kempetti scoring. I think a few of the players that have joined, you know, what we're expecting a lot from have
hit
scored
the ground
early
running.
on. And Paredes got the second. But yeah, I think Portland this season is probably where I expect them to be. I think they'll be good at home. Mm. I think they'll be they'll be in and around sort of fifth, sixth, seventh spot. I don't think they'll be up at the very top.
Well, away from home last year, they won 17% of their games. They're very much a home side, but of course they didn't do that well overall last season. No. So I want to see better numbers from them this year.
Yeah, and LAFC, of course. I've got the Champions League coming up. We will be discussing the Champions League later on in the podcast. They've got New England Revolution at home next week. So a nice little... I think New England Revolution played well at the weekend, but that's kind of a nice home game in between two Champions League games for them. Right, let's move over to Inter Miami versus Philadelphia then. Inter Miami, two wins out of two. Two wins at home. Two clean sheets, which after some of the results they had last season is very impressive. How do you rate, as Inter Miami's biggest fan, as we all know that you are, being an Orlando supporter, how do you rate their start?
Well, obviously, everyone's replaying that goal over and over again. It's a tap-in. Come on, guys.
Chest and a tap-in.
He just tapped it. Like, we could all score that. No, in all seriousness, anytime you beat Philadelphia, that's a big result. It's a really big result. I'm just taking a look at the stats from this game. I didn't watch it. But when you're looking at shots at Philly with four shots on target, that's twice more than Inter Miami had. It just so happens that both of them went in. Mm. Philly, seven shots off target. Miami only three. So, you know, Philly were peppering the goal a little bit more, but Miami just with that little bit of extra quality, and that makes people sit up and pay attention.
It does. You know, and the goals, as like you said there, I thought the first goal was an excellent goal as well. It's been overshadowed. Mm. But yeah, I think at the moment, Inter Miami, they're in this weird place where, you know, I know that one of the Twitter accounts, in the No Twitter accounts, kind of tweeted a hint that Messi had to MLS was happening.
Yeah.
So I think Inter Miami are in this kind of weird spot at the moment where they're like, well, they've got the start of a season, but potentially Messi for the second
There's
half.
So much space on their roster that could just be filled by one. They're going to still need to move stuff around, but it could still just be filled by one person. And I just think they're going into battle with not a lot, in the hope that it's reinforced in the summer.
Well, they're doing fine at the moment. Of course, they've got away games coming up. They've got NYC and Toronto. So those will be challenging. I think Inter Miami, for me, they will be a home side this season. They'll do very well at home, like a lot of MLS clubs do, to be honest. But, you know, it's how they do away into where, if they're going to be comfortable in the playoffs or whether they're just going to be challenging it. But a great start. Josef Martinez, it's been weird seeing him in pink, I've got to admit. But you know, it was Josef versus Jose Martinez.
It's just, Martinez just, it's not been any different for me. Just playing for a team that I don't really like. So,
One thing I want to bring up, actually, Jose Martinez, the Philadelphia one, was booked in the game quite early on, about 20 minutes in, because he, I think the ball went out for a throw-in and then came back on. And a new ball was thrown to the Inter Miami player, and Jose Martinez just dropped the ball on the pitch, so it couldn't be taken. And but apparently MLS are going to be really into sort of time-wasting tactics this year, which I know the Premier League are looking at next season.
We've seen some bookings for it already.
So what is this going to be a good thing? Is this going to mean that, I don't know, how will it affect the game, do you think? Less stoppage time, I guess.
It affects us in different ways, because I want to see, like in the World Cup, I actually quite enjoyed that. We're seeing more actual soccer. We're seeing more football. So I like that. But I just think in terms of us having to stay up late, we're going to be up later and later. If it already finishes at 4 a.m, it's now going to be 20 past four. But yeah, I support it.
Yeah, me too. I think I agree with what you're saying. When it gets to the 85th minute, you're like, right, I can go to bed in 10 minutes. Yeah. And then it comes up 15 minutes of injury time.
It'll be fine. No one's going to score.
But as this is the thing I say when I watch Bolton, you know, I'm paying to watch football. I'm not paying for someone to be stood at the side of the pitch taking a throw-in. The same with Apple TV.
The time measured when you see how much is missing from the game because it's out for a throw-in or out for a goal kick, or the time the ball's out of play is frightening.
Yeah.
I had no idea until I saw those stats.
No, and it's... I do think... I think most of the time as well that the stoppage time is added. And with MLS and the drama, goals are being scored in stoppage time. So I don't even think there's that much of a benefit.
Right, let's move on. I want to talk about Seattle.
Yes, brilliant performance, wasn't it?
So I loved watching Seattle week one. Stayed up, watched that, and thought this team is going to be exciting, and they haven't let us down this week. Jordan Morris again on the score sheet, Heber on the score sheet again, doesn't surprise me. I haven't watched the game back yet. I'm excited to. I'm that sad. I'm going to watch them all this week over the course of the 5 days till the next game. But they look like they're back.
They do. I think for me, this year is going to be the Seattle MLS Vengeance Tour after last year. But yeah, they're back and they've had two games. Okay, Colorado and RSL at home, you'd expect them to win. But in both games, they look convincing. Mm. Okay, they didn't score four against RSL. It was just a 2-0. But they was in control of the game, got the goals, never in doubt. And as well, the two goal scorers, Jordan Morris, 3-2. Hebert, after his move from NYCFC, 2-2. It's clicking at the moment. Rodon's getting the assists as well. It's looking good for Seattle.
NYCFC are missing a striker. It just looks so wrong.
It does, yeah. I mean, I know NYCFC needed to free up space in the roster, but, you know, I think the fact that he's gone to Seattle and he's doing well there is it's not surprising, to be honest. But in terms of Seattle then, they've not got Champions League this year. They've got a straight run at MLS.
Yeah.
Could we see this Vengeance Tour? Could we see Seattle really troubling MLS Cup right at the end of the season?
I think so, because you've got Philly and LAFC, who are both, you know, big players in this MLS Cup. They've both got Champions League. We're going to come on to that. It's important with Orlando as well, which we'll talk about next. I think this gives them a massive advantage.
Yeah, I think for Supporters Shield, of course, when we get into the latter stages, I mean, matches could make a difference. Mm. If you've got a team like Seattle last year who have played an extra, what, 8 matches they ended up playing?
Yeah.
That could make it take its toll at the end of the season. But in terms of Supporters Shield, I think the way Seattle have started, okay, they've got away games to come, and that'll be difficult. Seattle have always been strong at home, but Seattle could be an early shout to win Supporters Shield with the way they're going. And it just looks great. I'm really happy for them, because last year it was odd. It was strange that Seattle weren't in the playoffs.
They had the Cascadia cough, but I think they've got rid. Vancouver have always got it.
Yeah.
And they've carried that on.
And Portland
mild symptoms.
Yeah, have a sniffle at the moment. RSL, let's have a little moment. And then they won the first game at Vancouver. They lost then the second one at Seattle. But 3 points from 2 away games, they'd probably take that, wouldn't they?
Yeah. A lot of their points, came on the road last year. A lot of draws, a lot of ties on the road last year for RSL. I think 40% of their away games finished with them getting a point, which obviously is massive. But they're going to want to start converting those to 3 points, because if you take someone like LAFC and say, oh, they average a point a game on the road, they don't. You know, they're averaging a lot more. You know, LAFC come to town and you know you're in for a game. So RSL need to now build on that from last year and progress to be a bit more of a force to be reckoned with away from home.
So let's talk about our teams then, Atlanta and Orlando, who have both had very similar starts, 2 home games, 4 points. We'll chat about Atlanta first, 1-1 against Toronto. For me, similar story to San Jose, you know, concede first, come back and get a result, which is great. But the amount of chances they had, they should be winning these games more convincingly for me.
Yeah, I think, the XG versus the goals that they scored or have scored, obviously averaging like 1.5 goals a game in their first two, both home games. You expect more from Atlanta at home. Like, historically, that's somewhere you don't want to go. And I know I've mentioned Champions League. Atlanta don't have that to contend with. So I guess my question to you is, how close to that best starting 11 were we at the weekend for Atlanta?
I think, yeah, almost there. I think the 11 is good. The 11 will get them in the playoffs. The squad as a whole might not do. You know, there's a lot of games coming up, so they're gonna have to hope, whereas last year it just seemed like everyone were dropping, you know, injuries wise. I think they're gonna have to hope for a better season this season. But you know, some of the players that were playing, of course, Rosetto got the goal, Rosetto, so he loves a long range shot, and I think we'll see quite a lot of long range goals this season from him. But he looked good. Of course, we've got Almeida, who scored 2 against San Jose. So there's players there. There are some very good players. The new guy from who joined from Celtic, a Greek player, scored.
What was his name?
Giamakis.
Nailed it.
I'll learn it as we go on. But I thought his goal was a legit goal, to be honest. I think Atlanta should have won the game 2-1, but you know, that's maybe with my Atlanta tinted glasses on. But no, I think good start so far. I've been impressed in parts, but not overly convinced that we... I think we'll make a playoffs, but I don't think we'll go that far in the playoffs at the moment. Toronto lost last week to DC. They've now got a draw at Atlanta. So 1 point from 2 away games. They'd want more, but I'm sure they'll look at the point they got at Atlanta and try and take stuff from that.
I think so. I think the big one for me is this Insigne injury, which obviously was picked up week 1. And then it's just been a case of, is he going to be able to play? Yeah. When's he going to be back? That's a big, big player to be missing out on. Someone that Bob Bradley's gone all in on, of course. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the ceiling is for this Toronto side, because I feel like, you know, there's big names there.
Yeah.
And you kind of just feel like it has to work, but you know, let's see them at home in a run of home games. Let's see how they do.
Yeah, I'd say that. I think their home form is, just like any other MLS team, is going to be vital for them. Bernadeschi looks good. He's took his goal very well. Mm. I mean, the build-up to that was brilliant. Yeah. So if that's the type of play that Toronto are going to play, it's going to be very exciting this season, because it started from the goalkeeper and it made its way up. So there's elements there for Toronto. But I think, again, I think at the back, that's probably, for me, doesn't put them in that MLS Cup bracket, is the defence. Going forward, yes, Insigne gets back fit. They've got Bernadeschi and Insigne, two great attacking players, two of the best in the league. Diamande got injured at the weekend, but he knows his way in MLS. So attacking-wise, they look good. It's just at the back that I worry about Toronto.
Agreed.
Orlando then. Should we boo Orlando because they drew 0-0?
Well, there's a little asterisk there, isn't there? Because probably 5, 6, 7 starters in this team at the weekend that wouldn't be in my best 11, shall we say, because of Champions League, which we're going to get onto next. So, big rotation. Still got a draw against Cincinnati, which I think is big. You know, Cincinnati deserve a lot of credit for the roster that they've built. We've both said we think they're going to be up there. They don't have Champions League to worry about yet, but could have next year, of course. I just think getting a draw at home, where they weren't good last year, by the way, is good with that much rotation. And then, you know, midweek game against Tigres. Easy, right?
I think for me this game was a game where both teams, standard for start of the season, both teams don't want to lose. they'd take a draw. Mm. You know, I got that feel from it. It was a very colourful match. That was another feel I got from it as well, purple and orange. But I want to ask you about Gonzalez, made his debut. What do you think? Orlando fans excited about this one?
Yeah, well, excited about a lot of players, if I'm honest. I think they arrive with a pedigree. And we've spoken about this. They used to have, when Kaká arrived or Nani arrived, and we were like, yeah, we've seen these guys in the Premier League, and they're incredible. And I think, obviously not Kaká, but I think there's an element of the unknown for me with these players. You know, I don't watch the Argentinian leagues or the Mexican leagues, the Brazilian league. So when these players arrive, you're kind of having to do a bit more digging around and dig a bit more research. And so, you know, the likes of Gonzalez and Torres arriving from Argentina, it's exciting. And I think there's a really high ceiling on this Orlando team. And it's just a case of getting them playing up there at that level.
He's excited. It's start of every season, he's excited. And then come September, October time, he wants the manager to leave every single season. So OG listeners to the MLS UK show will be crying out for us now, going, well, why aren't you booing Orlando and Cincinnati? Because, you know, we came to MLS, we didn't come to 0-0 draws.
Not here for draws.
We're here for goals and excitement. But after the weekend, we would be booing half the league, it seems, even with MLS's standards. Because New York Red Bulls 0, Nashville 0, Colorado 0, SKC 0. So we've given them all a bye. Should we reintroduce that? We need to get a boo button on that machine you've got there.
Yeah, we can do that. You know, Colorado, it was Chicago a lot last season.
It was.
I think you just started to get an eye for the teams that are going to keep letting you down. So we'll see.
Yeah. So of all six teams, you've been warned. We're not here for 0-0s. Right, let's run through the rest of the results then. Chicago 1, NYCFC 1. James Sands back for New York City FC. Austin 1, Montreal 0. Late goal for them, but they're off the mark. New England Revolution 3, Houston 0. This game looked really cold, but I can't decide whether New England Revolution were good or Houston were bad. I might go with any Revs being too good in that one. Columbus 2, DC 0. Zellerian scored 2. FC Dallas 3, LA Galaxy 1. This was a bad result for LA Galaxy, wasn't it?
Dallas scoring a lot of goals this season already.
Yeah, the Dallas scoring club. I was trying to do a pun on Dallas Buyers Club. And we move on. San Jose 2, Vancouver 1 was the other result as well. Good win for San Jose. That's what happened this week in MLS. Those are the results. How did your team do? How are you feeling? Has your thoughts changed from the start of the season to now on how your team will do? Get in touch with us at MLS UK Show. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. hello@mls.show on an email, or of course you can write what you feel in the comments on YouTube.
I get an email every time there's a comment on YouTube, and I'm gonna be honest, I quite enjoy it.
Yeah, me too. I'm enjoying writing back to a few as well. A few people, when we were talking about Apple TV and actually the playoffs, a few people saying we offended them by saying it's a very Americanized way of doing things. Mm. We didn't mean to offend, but you've got to understand from us in the UK, a lot of what MLS does is a very Americanized way of doing sport and soccer. That's what happened this weekend in MLS.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
And talking about this week in MLS, let's move on to a little chat about Green Man Tips, which we mentioned in our first episode. A little project that I've started based on just doing a little bit of research, spotting a few trends around MLS. Week one, we got one, only like all of our tips landed bar one.
And what was that, Elliot?
It was Austin. I had Austin not to lose. It wasn't even to win. It was not to lose. And of course, that game was where Kip Keller passed the ball to Jared Stroud, who wasn't on his team. and the most one of the most bizarre MLS goals we've ever seen. So we would have landed a clean sweep week one. We did land a clean sweep week two. And you get your first week free if you join Green Man Tips. It's our little Telegram channel. If you use the Telegram app, we just deliver your tips on a Friday for the weekend to the teams to back in MLS. More importantly, the ones to avoid. I'll let you into a little secret that we haven't spoken about. The teams to avoid last weekend were all of the Champions League teams.
Right.
And of course, you know, when you look at the likes of Vancouver, Orlando didn't win, Atlanta scraped by. I think that was also very important. Knowing who to avoid is just as important. But yeah, clean sweep week two. You get your first week free when you join. It's £3.50 for a month. We made that on one game. Like, you know, with a clean sweep every weekend, we're going to be doing just fine. Just search Join Green Man Tips on Telegram or find us on Instagram or Twitter at Green Man Tips. And you can join via the link in our bio.
The MLS UK show.
So it's time to play one of Elliot's games. We didn't get a chance last week because it was already, I think, 1:20 by the time we finished. But this week, we're going to bring back... an old favourite. If you're new to the show, Elliot brings a game to us every single time we do a main episode. We have had some classics, but there is one classic that is more of a classic than any of the other classics. This is the ultimate classic, and we're bringing it back this week.
It's a higher or lower game. It's like The Price is Right. So I will give Henry a figure, and then I will ask him if another team or player, a stat to do with them is higher or lower than the previous one. And because it's like The Price is Right, we call it The Jason Christ is Right.
Oh, I missed this theme.
Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it? Playing this week is Henry Hewitt. Come on down.
You're a bit rusty. We've not played it for a while.
Anyway. Today, it's all going to be about Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be about Atlanta and the mileage that they rack up traveling around MLS. Something that I've been looking into for Green Man, actually, for some of our betting tips, is the miles traveled by teams. So, I will tell you, for example, that when Austin is Atlanta's away game, their destination, it's 819 miles.
Austin, 819, right, okay.
But when they fly to Dallas, is it higher or lower?
Now, my geography on US and Canadian, I know them. I know whereabouts they are. I don't know specifically where they are. I know these two are in Texas. So I'm presuming that Dallas would be slightly further away from Austin, so I'm going to go higher?
It's wrong, it's lower. 721. Sticking with Dallas, higher or lower? Houston Dynamo.
Oh, higher.
It's lower.
Oh.
We go again, it's fine. Higher or lower than 702 miles to Houston, Minnesota.
Oh, that's more central, I think. I'm going to go lower.
It's higher. You'll get one right eventually if we just keep on going. It's 908 miles.
Okay.
Higher or lower than 908 miles? Let's go to LAFC.
Higher.
Well done.
Yes.
1,937 miles from Atlanta, crossing three time zones as well. Okay, how about... what did I say? 1,937. Yeah. So how about Portland Timbers?
Oh, that's same coast, but up. I think that would be more.
It will be more because it's more of a diagonal flight, isn't it? It's 2,173 miles.
I'm getting the hang of this now.
But higher or lower than 2,173, San Jose.
Oh, that's obviously the LA side. I think that would be lower.
It's lower, but only just. 2,114 miles. Those West Coast trips are just awful, aren't they? Never back a team to travel east to west. That was a terrible performance until the end. Well done, Henry Hewitt.
Thank you. So my next main episode of MLS UK show, we'll have another game. And yeah, we'll see how that's a poor start. I think game with a change in names, I'm doing well.
Mm. Well, we'll see.
Poor start to your games.
Because you think you've got the game with a change in name this week. You seem quietly confident.
I'm quietly confident. If you want to suggest a game that we play on the MLS UK show, or even a subject for the Crisis Right, because... who knows, we might just stick with the Crisis Right. Depends if Elliot can be bothered. At MLS UK show, get in touch. Right, before we look at this weekend in MLS, we need to have a look at the Champions League. It kicks off this week. First legs this week, second legs next week. Each MLS team is away, apart from Vancouver. So, I mean, Orlando obviously have probably got the toughest game in the Champions
League. By a mile, I think.
So I don't think their Champions League route will pass much longer. But, I mean, would you rather be away first or home, or does it not matter?
I don't think it matters. I think the bigger frustration for me at this point is it's so early in the MLS season. Mm. All of these other teams are a lot further in, a couple of months, 3 months into their seasons. So, yeah... Also, apologies for some of our pronunciations of these teams.
Oh yeah,
but I mean, I just think Orlando's is a lot harder. You've got like a real force in Mexico, and some of the other teams are in Haiti.
Mm. Yeah, it's. I mean, Tigres are second. I've just looked in Liga MX, and they've played 10 games, so they're 8 games ahead of Orlando. Mm. And it's the same with the other ones. I think it does tend to be a Liga MX versus MLS for whoever's going to win, and traditionally, apart from last year, it was always Liga MX. Yeah. But so I think MLS, the gap has gotten shorter, but for me, the gap isn't going to close until we have that, you know, until we bring it closer. You know, Liga MX traditionally starts when it starts. MLS traditionally starts when that starts. So you're not going to change that. But I think in terms of maybe making it lesser, you know, later on in the season, but then you've got the heat. Mm. It's so many things go into it. But I think LAFC are probably my pick to go as far, you know, out of the teams that are in it. I think they've got the players, and with Carlos Vela, Chiellini, who have got experience of these big matches. He's big. I know Chiellini's obviously not played in the CONCACAF Champions League, but he has played in the Champions League. He's won it. So, yeah, I think LAFC are probably my pick to for MLS's hope, if you will.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got Haiti, El Salvador, obviously Orlando face a team from Mexico, Honduras, LAFC play a team from Costa Rica. I think it's very much luck of the draw at this point, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it'll be difficult. I think it'll be difficult negotiating MLS with the Champions League. We've seen that before. But, you know, I think... teams now are learning to do it. The teams are getting closer to Liga MX. So I'd love to see a few MLS teams go quite far. Mm. You know, especially like Vancouver, for example. I think that'd be brilliant for them. It'd be such a you know, a great achievement.
But I think Philly could, and I think LAFC could.
Yeah, I think those are our two, the ones we're banking on. But I just think for me, LAFC, with that extra bit of experience, I think Philly are a great team. But they are very sort of MLS heavy. I don't think they've necessarily got that sort of big game experience. And that might come if they do well and win MLS Cup this year. It might come from that. But so we'll see. I mean, good luck to every MLS team in the Champions League. We loved seeing Seattle last year win it. It was so good for the league. And then as a result, seeing them play in the Club World Championships and potentially playing at Real Madrid. It never happened in the end. But, you know, I think as MLS grows, if we can start seeing more MLS teams in that competition, and I know they're planning on potentially changing it, which could introduce more MLS teams into it. But yeah, that'd be brilliant. So good luck to everyone. And now it's time to have a look and see how the games at the weekend that could be affected, not in terms of actually being on. Well, we don't think so anyway. Mm. I think the weather's kind of neutralised itself a little bit, maybe. But in terms of actual, you know, these teams travelling, Vancouver at home, but the other teams are all away, how will it affect this weekend? But before we do, just slightly, we need to have a look and see who won the predictions last weekend earlier.
Oh, I hate this bit.
It was the opening weekend of the season on the last episode we did them. And I've got a bit of news for you, actually.
Go on.
You won.
You know why? Because I've done all the research for Green Man.
This is it. This season, I think you're going to smash it because you have got that, you know, you are doing that. You're actually looking into it. Whereas previously, you've just guessed. So last time, you got quite a lot of outcomes right. For anyone who doesn't know, we do the predictions. If you get the right outcome, so let's say you say that Nashville would beat New York City FC, which they did, you'd get 5 points. If you say they'd beat them 2-0, you get 10 points. One correct score, you said Miami would beat Montreal 2-0. Other than that, it was just correct outcomes, and you won 45 points to 25.
A drubbing.
It was. Right, so let's look ahead to this weekend in MLS.
First game, it's Charlotte at home to Atlanta. Atlanta's first away trip of the season.
Yeah, Charlotte not got a point yet. Atlanta will, I think we'll manage to get a draw. I think 1-1.
I was going to say 1-1 as well. I stand by it.
Vancouver v Dallas.
Vancouver back at home. They look good, good at home first week, but couldn't get the job done. 2-2.
I think Vancouver will win again. I think they'll do quite well at home this year. 2-1.
Okay. Sunday morning, technically, 12:30. I'll be watching this in the back of my car, parked outside a hostel on a stag do.
Wow.
I'm sleeping in the car because the hostel looks so bad. I'm going to put the seats down in my car, sleep in there, sack the night off at 12, get in the car, get MLS on for 12:30. Can't wait. DC United versus Orlando.
Well, I hope for your sake that Orlando win because it could be quite depressed. That sounds... What sort of a place are you staying in?
It's called Leeds. Horrible.
Hey, Americans love it.
Yeah, true. go on, DC v Orlando.
I think... go on, I'll give Orlando a 1-0 win.
I think with CCL, I think DC probably scrape it 1-0.
Okay, NYCFC versus Inter Miami. Inter Miami's first away game.
2-1 NYCFC.
Yeah, I think NYCFC will win this. I do worry about them a little bit, but I think they've they showed enough for me against Chicago that they should be able to win the home games. I mean, I don't know how because they're away, but I'm just waffling on until I give the prediction, which is going to be 2-0 to NYCFC.
Philly, after the back of some midweek Champions League action, host Chicago. Normally you'd fancy them. How do you feel now?
I still do. I think it'll be tough, but they're at home and they're very good at home. They continued their unbeaten record from the whole of last season, so they'll be looking to carry on. I think it won't be another 4-1 like that one against Columbus was, but I think they will win. I think it'll be 2-1.
2-0 for me. Toronto against Columbus.
Toronto at home. Wilfred Nancy will be quite pleased. He got his first win. He got off the mark against DC for Columbus. But I think Toronto at home. Insigne could be back. So I think Toronto will win. I think 3-1.
2-1 Toronto for me. FC Cincinnati against Seattle.
This is a big game. Big, big game. I think 1-1.
It's hard, this one. Hard to call. Yeah, I think you're spot on with a draw. I'd probably just go for the controversy and say Cincinnati win it 2-1.
SKC v LA Galaxy. It's a tough game to follow up.
These are all hard. This is one of the hardest weekends of predictions we've ever done, I think. SKC 2-1. I've said 2-1 for every game, I think.
SKC haven't scored yet, and they've only conceded one. I think they might be the new Chicago. But no, I think I'm going to go 1-1, actually.
Minnesota at home to New York Red Bulls.
2-1 Minnesota.
1-0 Minnesota.
Nashville v CF Montreal.
This is tough as well. This is really hard. I'm going to go for a 0-0.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think 3-0 Nashville.
Wow. RSL versus Austin. This is 2-0 RSL for me.
1-1.
San Jose versus Colorado Rapids.
2-0 San Jose.
2-1, I'm going to go. And Portland versus St. Louis City.
To round off Sunday, I think St. Louis have had a great start, but I think Portland win at home. 2-1. It'll be tight.
3-0. Monday morning for us, LAFC versus New England Revolution.
LAFC, you know what? New England put in a good performance against Houston, so this isn't as clear-cut as you'd think. LAFC with Champions League. I think having this still... Actually, no, I'm going to go 2-2.
I'm going to go 3-1 New England.
Really?
CONCACAF.
Let us know what you think. At MLS UK show, do you agree? Do you want to go up against me and Elliot and we'll give you, we'll score you on our point system? At MLS UK show or hello at MLS.show. Right, that's nearly it for today's episode. But before we leave, we need to round off with the answer to the Anton Walks game with a changing name.
So I told you this player played for Staines Town, Kings Lynn, SKC, Toronto and Atlanta. I omitted two teams from their career. Who did I omit?
Orlando City.
Yeah.
And Norwich.
Correct. It was...
Dom Dwyer.
Scores when he wants. Just not really ever up for it anymore.
Well done if you got that right. Commiserations if you didn't. We'll have another one on our next main episode. Right, that's it from us. Thanks very much for getting involved. And once again, thanks very much for making our first episode of the season, our season preview, and our first Stoppage Time episode where we talk about Apple TV and the playoff system, our most listened to week in terms of videos and audio ever. So thank you so much for that. You know, we mentioned on the last episode that we kind of had a quieter postseason because of different things going on in our lives, and to come back and have that response is very humbling, isn't it?
Yeah, no, fantastic. Love reading all the comments. Keep those coming. I'm not ignoring you on Twitter. I'm just still banned for some unknown reason. No one's told me why. No one works there anymore. Yeah, really love your interaction at MLS UK show. So come and say hi. Come and let us know, you know, what you think, what you disagree with, what you agree with. And let's just enjoy this season together.
If you are enjoying it that much that you want to rate us on your podcast provider, then please do. But Elliot, there's one rule and one rule only.
5 stars only. LA Galaxy style.
Don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube and share with thousands of your closest friends. Airdrop the link if you're at an MLS game. Just airdrop it to everyone.
Nice.
And see if they watch it. Yeah, we'll be back next week with another episode of Stoppage Time. Until then, I've been Henry Hewitt.
And I've been Elliot Holman.
See ya.
Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.